Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David C. Ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainus, daf Chof Dalet. Crazy, wild stories today. It's been like this for a little bit. It's going to be like this for a little bit longer. We're on the very bottom line of Chof Gimel Amid Beis, at the words Rabbi Yosi Bar Av in the very bottom line. Says the Gemara, good morning, Avi, Yitzchak, Tzvika, Shlomo, David, Mordechai, Chana, Chenach, David, Yoshua, and Reuben. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin, Havishchiach Kameid, Rabbi Yosi, Dimin Yukris. Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin was learning for a while in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yosi, Dimin Yukris. Shavke, he left the yeshiva. Vasal Kameid, Rav Ashi. He went to a different yeshiva. He left that yeshiva and then he went to the yeshiva of Rav Ashi. Oh, I messed that up. Sorry about that. He went to the yeshiva of Rashi. So, as usually happens, Yom Achad, so one day, Shamei, Rav Yosi Bar Oven heard Rav Ashi teaching the following halacha. The Kagaris, he taught the following halacha, Amar Shmuel, Hashola Dogman Ayam B'Shabbos, if you take a fish out of water on Shabbos, Kevin Sheyavesh Bo Kisela, once a part of its skin dries out the size of a sela, chayev. You're chayev. What are you chayev for? Simple pshat, Rashi and Tosfos say for netilas the shama, for killing the fish. Some say it's tzad, trapping. Rabbeinu Gershom on the bottom of the page says both. He says you're chayev both. Rabbeinu Gershom says mishum tzeda umishum netilas neshama, for both. For both Seida and for Netilas Neshama. Why does Rashi only say one, not the other? So the Achronim say, Rashi understood the case is bemazed, so you don't have to say both, you're only going to get killed once. But if Rabbeinu Gershom says, no, but Mishogig, then you might be Chayav two Chatos. Says the Gemara, Amale, Velema Mar, so Rav Yosi Bar Oven, who just came to the new yeshiva of Ravashi, Velema Mar Uvein Snapi Rav. Rebbe, why didn't you add that this halacha, that if there's a selah's worth of skin that's dried out from blood, it's considered as if the animal's dead, that's only if it's in between the scales. Amarle, so Rav Ashi said to him, V'lo sovar la'amar dahi Rebbe, dahi Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Oven Amara. Wait, but we all know that chiddush of between the scales was said by Rabbi Yosi bar Oven. So why didn't you say it b'shem Omro? Why is new guy in yeshiva, you know who he was? Why is there no? Amale, Ananiu, I am Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Oven. And therefore I didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yosi bar Oven because I'm the owner of that shita. Because Rav Ashi clearly didn't recognize him, he was new in the yeshiva. Amale, wait a minute. V'lav kamed Rabbi Yosi de min Yukris havishchech mar. Weren't you learning in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yosi de min Yukris? You were in a different yeshiva. Amale, hey, yeah, it's true. Amale, umay tamashav kimar v'asahacha. So every guy comes to the new yeshiva, the first question the yeshiva asks him is, so why'd you leave the old yeshiva and come to the new yeshiva? Amale, gavra da'albrev albarte lochas aleidvi hechichayas. A man who doesn't have compassion for his own son and his own daughter, how could he have compassion for his talmidim? And therefore he had to leave the yeshiva of Rav Yosi de min Yukris, because Rav Yosi de min Yukris, as we're going to see from two crazy stories as we're about to read, he didn't even have compassion on his own son and his own daughter. So you see that compassion for the Talmidim is a very, very, very important attribute for a Rebbe to have. I urge everyone, if you happen to, well, maybe it's not so relevant for you, but it's relevant for people in Chinuch. So in this past week's Mishpacha magazine, my friend Rabbi Yaakov Danishevsky wrote a beautiful article about what a good Rebbe is and how, especially in homes where there are mental illness challenges, how important the role of the Rebbe is to be supportive and caring. Says the Gemara, what are the two stories that show how Rav Yosi de min Yukris was not merciful on his own son and his own daughter? Crazy stories. Says the Gemara, Berei Mahi, what was the story with his son? Yom Achad, one day, Havu Agri Le Agire Bidabra. So the daddy, the rabbi, had many servants working in the field. Nogalahu was getting late. V'lo Aisilu Rifta, he didn't bring food to them. Amr Le Labre, so the son was in the field also. So they said to the son, Kafina, we're hungry. Havayasi tusa teinasa. They were sitting under a fig tree. Amar teena teena. So the son said, now you see, if the father was a rabbi, the son also had big koiches. He said to the fig tree, fig tree, fig tree, hotzi perosayach v'yokul pa'alei abba. Please produce some figs so my father's servants could eat. Afiku v'achlu. So all of a sudden, on the spot, the fig tree grew figs, and they all ate. Adahachi v'achi yasi avua. So by the time this whole thing happened, the dad finally came. Amalu said to him, lo tinketu b'da taichu. Don't be upset with me for being late. Dehai dinahagna, dinagana, a mitzvah tarachna. The reason I was late is I was busy doing a mitzvah. Vad hashahud d'sanoi. Mamish, until this second I was doing the mitzvah, I couldn't come do it. Amrulei, rachmana lisbech, kihechi d'asbon barach. So the worker said, no problem, don't worry. Hashem should satiate you the same way your son satiated us. Why'd they bless him? Because they thought the reason for the miracle was his father was involved in doing a mitzvah. That must have been the reason for the miracle. Amar lahu, mehecha. So the dad said, wait a second. Where'd you get food from? Amru, hachavach ha'maisa. They told him what happened. Amar lo. So he turns to his son and he says, Bini, atah trachtas konecha lahotzi te'ena perasei shalob bizmana. You didn't wait for me. You made Hashem do a miracle at the wrong time. And you caused Hashem to make fruit grow against nature. Yeyasev shlobas mano. You should die at the wrong time. As he says to his own kid. You should die before this man. as we're going to see. Because you made Hashem do a miracle, but it's also that the people are going to be benefiting from Mais and Nisim. We'll see in a second that you're not allowed to benefit from Mais and Nisim. We may have a possible Dafyomi coincidence about how the time of the Chashmonaim on Hanukkah, you could have benefited from Mais and Nisim. Anyway, you're not supposed to benefit from Mais and Nisim, and you should die before your time.
His punishment wasn't Mais and Nisim?
What do you mean?
Like he cursed his son to die early.
I guess that's more Bederach HaTeva. We'll see. Interesting question. Good morning, Dr. Joe. Now, here the Gemara does not have a Giris of V'chein Havet, but the Bach, in the next story we're going to read, the Bach has a Giris of V'chein Havet. But here we don't have that Giris. But others have the Giris of knowing, and he in fact died early. Bartem I have it. What was the story with his daughter? Havale Bartem Balas Yofi. He had a daughter who was very, very beautiful. Yomachel Chaz Elu Gavad Avi Kaya Behutz of a Kachazile. One time he saw there was a certain bachar in the yeshiva was like digging through a fence to be able to get a glimpse at his daughter. Amalo, my high, what are you digging? Amale, Rebbe, Imlo Kalo Zachisi. I'm no way going to be able to marry this beautiful girl. LaRosa Lo Eska, let me at least take a look at her. Amalo, Biti. So the father said to the daughter, my daughter, Kamitzaris Lulabriyasa, you're causing people to sin and have pain that they can't look at you. Shuvi la'afarayich. You should die early. Val yikash l'beich b'nei adam. And let people not violate Isurim. If you look at the Bach has the girsa. Kach hava. V'kach hava. The Bach and Ospeis. So that's what happened. So you see from these stories why Rabbi Yossi Bar Oven had to leave this Rebbe, because the Rebbe had no patience for his kids, Kal v'chomer for his students. So you see that a Rebbe has to have a lot of support, love, and patience for his students.
Is it appropriate for a Talmid to say that about his Rebbe, even though we learned something very good from it, but isn't it often hard to speak bad against you, Rebbe?
I don't know. Interesting question. Havilahu Chamara. Now, this Rabbi Yossi Demin Yukris, this rabbi from the first yeshiva, he had a donkey. Kedava Agrila Kol Yom Leurta Hamshajle Agag Above Asili Bemara. That the way when people would rent the donkey from him, they would put the payment for the day's rent on the back of the donkey and just told the donkey, go home. And it would go home and bring back the payment. If the person put too much money on the back or too little money, the donkey wouldn't go. The donkey knew the weight of the silver, gold coins, whatever, that to take it back. Yom Achad, Inshu Zug de Sanolele, one day somebody left a pair of sandals on the back of the donkey. Velo Azla the Shaklim, and the donkey refused to go home until they took off the sandals. Vahadar Azla. The Achronim say, we know that the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was celebrated. So how come this donkey wasn't celebrated? So they say, the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, he himself wouldn't eat any tarfas. Here, he's helping other people not to violate Gezel. So this donkey wasn't on such a high majigal like Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair, donkey himself, wouldn't eat any food. We had the whole story. He wouldn't eat anything. It didn't have chumas and mice taken off of it. El Azar Ish Birta, Kadhava Chazle Gabayit Staka, there was a rabbi named Elazar Ish Birta that whenever the Gabbai Tztaka would see him, he would run the other direction. Because this guy was such a tzaddik, he used to give all of his money to Tztaka. So the Gabbai Tztaka had mercy on the guy's wife and kids. He used to run in the other direction. This guy was such a Baal Tztaka, he used to give everything. The Achronim ask over here, don't we learn that Mavazbez Al Yabazbez Yosem Michomesh? You're not allowed to give more than one fifth. So apparently the Rabban Perish of Mishnayis that seems to say that you're not obligated to give more than a fifth, but if you meet this chassidus, you're allowed to give more than a fifth. So havatashimine. So the gabbai tztaka would hide him. The kol ma'adav gabbai yovle, whatever he had, he would give to him. Yom achad havasalok l'shuka. He was walking in the marketplace. L'mizba nidunya l'barte. He needed to buy some nidunya dowry for his daughter who's getting married. Chazizu gabbai tztaka tashimine. So the gabbai tztaka saw him and ran away from him. Also, Rav Pasha, he ran after the Gabbai Tztaka. Amalu, ishtabat ishbatichu b'mayaskisu. Swear to me, what are you collecting for? Amalu, b'yasom v'yasoma. There's a chasna for a yasom and a yasoma that are getting married. Amalu, ha'avoda, I swear, shehin kodmin libiti, they deserve the money more than my daughter. Shaka called ha'avadei v'yavalu. He gave everything he had in his pocket. He was going to buy the dowry. He gave it all for this orphan's chasna. Pashlu chad zuz, he had one zuz left over. Zavan lechiti, he bought some wheat. Va'asek shadya ba'aklava, he took the wheat and threw it into the storehouse of wheat, a few little pieces of wheat. Asari devisu, his wife came, v'amrle labarte, she said to her daughter, my aisi avuch, what did your father bring home from the marketplace? Amrle, kolmad aisi ba'aklava shadis, a few pieces of wheat, he chucked it into the granary. Asa l'mifta bava da'aklava, they went to open the door of the granary. Hava achlava d'mal yechiti. The granary was completely overflowing with wheat. For kanafka b'tzino d'dashi, it was peeking out through the keyhole. V'lo miftach bava michiti. You couldn't even open the door of the granary. That's how much grain was in there. Azla bate l'bei midrasha. So his daughter went to the beis medrash. Amalei, she said to her father, Bori masalo havecha. Go see what your beloved friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a miracle for you, and you have all this wheat. Amalei, havodi, he said, I swear, harei in hektish alayach. No, this wheat came through Maisa Nisim. You're not allowed to benefit from Maisa Nisim, so you can take a little bit. Ve'elach ben ela kecha me'ani Yisrael. You could benefit what a regular poor person, but don't think you're going to inherit from all of this stuff. So we're going to see a few more times that you're not allowed to benefit from Maisa Nisim. So So the Achronim ask, what about the Neiros Chanukah? That's the only coincidence. So the oil was supposed to burn one day, burned 8 days. How are you allowed to benefit from Maisa Nisim? So there's three answers. The Stechemet and the Yad David say, a Yachid is not allowed to benefit, but the Tzibur is allowed to benefit from Maisa Nisim. Because the Yachid, it's going to take away from your merits. But the Tzibur has the merit of the Tzibur. We're not worried it's going to remove it. Others say it was for a mitzvah. For a mitzvah, you're allowed to benefit from Maisa Nisim. I don't know, maybe the Chasna is also for a mitzvah. I don't know. The Ben Yoyada writes that a Nes Nigla, you're not allowed to benefit from. But a Nes Nistar, maybe you are allowed to benefit from. So, the oil continuing to burn, maybe it was a Nes Nistar. We tend to think of it as a Nes Nigla. Let's continue. One other thing I wanted to mention, I was listening to Rabbi Rasner in the car yesterday, because Rabbi Leibowitz doesn't have Monday. Sunday, doesn't have Monday from 7.5 years ago. So, because it was Shabbos, Monday was Shabbos. I mean, he doesn't record on Shabbos. Anyway, I was listening to Rabbi Razner in the car. So this business that if you, we had this in Shabbos, that if you take the fish out of water, you chai for the Tilas Neshama. So the Gvura Sari asks, why is it in the Hasra Suffolk? How are you ever chayev for taking a fish out of water? Maybe you'll chuck it right back in. It should be Hasra Suffolk. It's got to stay out of water enough. So we had a Tosis in Shabbos on Daf Dalid that talked about Bishul. Like, how you ever chayev in Bishul? You put food on the fire. The guy's going to warn you, don't do that. Don't cook it. You put it on fire. It's got to stay there for a while till it cooks. Maybe you'll take it right off. Why is it in Hasra Suffolk? So Tosis says over there, anything that if this matzah would continue indefinitely, that's not called Hasra Suffolk. If the matzah would continue, you'd violate. It's not so to me, you took it out of water. So if the matzah would continue, it's not Hasra Suffolk. As opposed to, let's say, a case of where a person is about to go smack his father in the face, but you're not sure it's your father, because you were born 7 months after the first dad, 9 months after the 9 months after the first dad, and then the mom got divorced and married somebody else, and it was 7 months after the second dad. So you don't know which father is your father. So you're about to go hit the guy. So that's going to be Hasra Suffolk forever. That's Hasra Suffolk, because you don't know if it's your father or not. And you're never going to be able to find out. There's no way to find out. I guess DNA, whatever, okay, from before DNA. You're not going to find out. So that's Hasra, because that's forever going to be a Suffolk. But here, if you keep the fish out of water for the next 10 hours, it's for sure going to die. If you keep the food on the fire for the next 5 minutes, it's for sure going to cook. So it's not Hasra Suffolk. You could take it off the fire. Yeah, but we assume what is going to continue to be. That's one answer. The other answer that they say is that we go follow Rov. Most people are going to leave the food on the fire. Most people are going to leave the fish out of the water. So if you follow a majority, it's not called Hasra Suffolk. You're allowed to follow a majority, even though it's Dina Nefashis. Maybe you shouldn't follow a majority by Dina Nefashis. That's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Long daf today. It's like the daf in Brachas. Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, so now the Gemara's going to tell a whole bunch of stories about people who tried to get the rain to come and were not successful. What'd they do? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, the son of Ram Gamliel, Bar Rebbe, Gazar Tanise, decreed a fast because it wasn't raining. Boy Rachme, he davened, v'lo asim mitzvah, nothing came. Omar, kam ekim ishmol armatim hiu ben Gamliel, oh my gosh. Shmuel was such a much bigger Talmud Chacham than I am. Oilo l'dor shekein niska. Woe is to the generation that stuck with me. Oilo l'rish also b'yom of kach. So Cholosh died, he got so down, sad, and depressed, but also mitra. Once he got down and depressed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to his tefillos. Because it's only when you're like out of desperation and humility, so then Hashem listens to the tefillos. Debe nasiya gaza tanisa. The people from the house of the Nasi decreed a tainus. V'lo odinu l'Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They didn't tell Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about it. L'tzafra odinu. Next morning, they heard about it. Amalei, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, halo kabil nalan mayorta. We didn't accept the fast from yesterday. Amalei, anan basrayu garina. Don't worry, they accepted on behalf of Klai, so that's good enough. Debein nesir gaza tanisa. Another time they decreed a tainus. V'lo asi mitra. It didn't rain. Tana lehu, oshaya zi'ira demin chavraya. So, Rav Oshia, the youngest of in the yeshiva, taught a brisa. Who are the Einei Ha'eda? So if Bezdin paskined wrong, so there's a par helam davishal tzibur. Mashal lakala shibivesavia. It's a mashal to a kala. Well, why are the tzadikim, the biggest tamidichim, called the Einei Ha'eda? It's like a kala who is in her father's house. So her husband doesn't know if she's really beautiful or not. If her eyes are beautiful, you don't have to check the rest of her body. But if her eyes are not beautiful, then you have to check her out. So too, if the Einei Ha'eda are not successful at bringing the rain, it's because all of Klal Yisrael is not doing what they're supposed to be doing. So when the people of the Nasi heard that the Einei Ha'eda, and not only that, but it shows that the Einei Ha'eda, he said further that the people of the house of the Nasi are not doing what they're supposed to do. So if the eyes are not good, so that's a raya that no one else is going to be successful also. So the people of the Nasi saw that he was ranking on them. Asu avde v'ramule sudra b'tzavari. They started putting a handkerchief around Rabbi Oshaya's neck, started bothering him, torturing him. So the people of the city said to the servants of the Beis Hanasi, Shavke, leave him alone. Dohanami mitzaralon. He does the same thing to us. But since we see that he's doing it l'shem shemaim, lo amir le'midi v'shavkinu, we leave him alone. Ato nami shavkinu, you should leave him alone as well. New story. Rabbi Gazar Tanis of Allah Asimitcher. Rabbi was Gozer at Tainis, and it didn't rain. Nachas Kamei. So, a certain Baal Tfila went to daven for the Amid. Ilfa. His name was Ilfa. Sounds like it's the same Ilfa from the other story. Yeah. Va'amri La, some say Rabbi Ilfa. Amar Mashivaruach Vinasa Zika. Morda Geshem Asa Mitra. Amalei Mayovdach. So Rebbe said to him, well, how are you such a powerful Baal Tefillah? What do you do? Amalei Dayarna Bikusta Dechika. I live in a cramped village, and there's a lot of poverty there. Delesbe Chamer Kedush of Avdalta. There's no wine for Kiddush and Avdalta. Tarachna Vasina Chamer Kedush of Avdalta. I make it my business to find Kiddush wine and Havdalah wine, umafiknelu yidei chovaychu. I make sure everybody has Kiddush and Havdalah wine. Rav iklalu asra. Rav went to a certain town. Gazar Tanisi decreed a fast. Lo asa mitra. Didn't rain. Nachas kamei shlicha de tzibura. Chazan went down and daven. Amar mashi baruch menashu zika. Amar negeshem asa mitra. Amar lei. My ovdach. So the guy mamash had an incredible power with the tefillos. Mashi baruch menageshem. What do you do? I'm like Mikri died again. I'm a Rebbe. Umakrin alavne anidik vne asire. I treat the wealthy kids and the poor kids the same. You see, this has been a long time problem in Klal Yisrael. This is a long time problem in Klal Yisrael. I'm very proud of the fact that this is not a problem in our yeshiva, but in many yeshivas apparently it is a problem that the rich kids get special treatment. It's terrible. Umakrin alavne anidik vne asire. I treat the rich kids and the poor kids the same. Unbelievable. If you can't pay, I take nothing from them. And I have some fish. Any kid who's not learning well, I bribe him with fish. I get him to learn by promising a good piece of herring. Rav Nachman goes at Tanis, boy Rachmi v'lo asim mitra. Rav Nachman was goes at Tanis. He asked for mercy, and the rain didn't come. Omar, shaklu le Nachman, chavutim in gudol ara. Take Nachman and chuck him to the ground. Cholash daite got all upset that he wasn't able to do it. Ah, v'asim mitra. As soon as he was chalisha sadas, humility, the rain came. Rabba goes at Tanis, boy Rachmi v'lo asim mitra. Amalei v'harav Yehuda. You have a God that himself says, Mitra, you're a rabbi. You know, when Rav Yehuda was in charge, some say it was really Rava. When Rav Yehuda was the Rosh Hashiva, he used to get it to rain all the time. Amalahu, my heaven, what could I do? Imishim tenuyah, not divin minai. You want to say he was better in learning than us? He's not better in learning. The Mishnah of the Rav Yehuda, we had this. Kol tenuyah, the Nezikin happened. They just learned the Babas. They just learned Nezikin. Va'anan, kamasinu v'shisa sidrim. We learned all shisha starim. When they would come to these esoteric halachas, they wouldn't even understand these dinim in Uktzin. Do we have 13 yeshivas that learn Seder Taras? As we're going to see in a minute, when Rav Yehuda would already take off one shoe, Asi Mitra, the rain would already come. We scream all day long for rain. V'leka to Ashkachba, nobody's listening to us. V'imishum uvda. Maybe it's because we're not such big tzaddikim. Ika dechazi midi lema. If somebody sees that we're not doing something right, they should tell us and we'll grow. Avol ma'yasek v'doli ador she'im doron doma yafe. What could I do? The generation is not worthy of it. Now the Gemara in Bracha says has the same story, and it says the on Daf Chafalef. And it says the reason the earlier generations were answered is because they were moser nefesh. Even though we're bigger tamini chachamim, but they had more mysterious nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda chaz amun beitre. So now we're going to tell the story of when Rabbi Yehuda took off one shoe and it started raining already. Rabbi Yehuda, he saw these two people. Davaka partze berifta. They were behaving inappropriately with bread. They were chucking the bread at each other, playing with food. Amar. Shma mina ikka sava ba'alma. Must be that there's a lot of food in the world. Yoiv eine havakafna. So he looked at them and decreed that there's going to be a fast. Amar the Rabban the Rav Kahana Bereid the Rav Nechunya. Shame, his shamas. Mar deshchiach kamei. So he said to the shamas, you're always next to the Rebbe. Ne'ashe, delivuk papasa the samach v'shuka. Cause the Rebbe to walk through the marketplace. He'll see how poor people are. So he did that. Asi, v'nafuk l'shuka. He went to the marketplace. Have kinufya. He saw a gathering of people. Amalahu, my high. Amalai, akuspa detamri kaimi deka mizdabin. We're all here to buy a little piece of dates. Amar, shmami nakaftaba, must be there's a big famine. Amar le l'shames, he said to his shamas, shlofli misane, take off my shoes, I should be mitztar. Shlofli. Okay, I apologize about the brief interruption. Where were we? So he took off one shoe. So shlofli chad misate one shoe, asa mitra. Started raining. Kimata l'mishla v'achrinu, he started taking off the other shoe. Asa elyo. Elyo anavi kid amar le, amar kodesh baruch hu. If you take off the other shoe, you're going to destroy the whole world. Don't take it off. Amar of Mari, with too much rain. Amar of Mari Bereid Deba Shmuel. Ana Havi Kamina Guda Denahar Papa. I was standing on the banks of Papa River. Chazai Lamalachi Didmu Lamalachi. I saw Malachim appearing as Malachim. Malachim appeared as sailors. The Kamaisi Chala Umalugu Larbe. They were filling up these boats with dirt. And the dirt was turning into the angels were standing there and turning the dirt into flour. Also, so everyone came to buy from it. Amalahu. Maybe he just said to them, no. Mehalo Tizbanun, you can't buy from this. De Maisanisimu. You're not allowed to benefit from Maisanisim. Lamachar, the next day, he caused it to grow without Maisanisim. Asin. They brought boatloads of wheat from a place called Parzina. They had enough. They didn't have to benefit from the Maisa Nisan. Rav Ikrala Groina. Gaza Tanisa. Velos Hamitra. Didn't rain. Amaluhu. Bisu Kuleyama Batana Saichu. Keep fasting till the night. Lamachar Amaluhu. Mika Dechazachama Lema. Anyone saw a dream? Amaluhu. Rabbi Elizabeth Magrona. Ludidi Akram Bechama. I saw in a dream. Shalom Tov. It's going to be peaceful. L'Rav Tov to Rava, who's the Rosh Hashiva. May Ribon Tov from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's good. Dimituve Meitiv Lame. He's going to bring good stuff. Amar Shema Mina. Ace Ratzon Hi. Nibai Rachme, Bai Rachme Va'asi Mitra. It's Ace Ratzon to Davin. So he Davined. Ahu Gavra Dichayev Nagda Bebeidina De Rava. Certain guy was Chayev Lashes in Rava's Bezdin. Mishum debal kusis, he had bia with a non-Jew. Machlok is whether it's nisa d'arais or nisa d'rabbanan, whether the malchus was d'arais or not. Nag de rava umis, rava gave him lashes and he died. The guy died from the lashes. Ishtama milsa beishvar malka. This story was heard in the king's palace. Ba'ilu sur the rava, they wanted to beat up rava for this. Amale ifra hormas imi deshvar malka lebra. So the king's mom said to the king, lol hevelach esek devarim bahada yehudai. Beware of these Jews starting up with them. The command to buy me Marayo Yoivle, whatever they ask their master for, he gives them. Amalei, my high. Bon Rachni, Vasni Mitra, they daven and it rains. Amalei, Hahu na, the sun said na, Mishun de Zim de Mitra, they looked at the weather forecast. Ella, Livu Rachni Ha'idna, let's see them ask for rain in the summertime. Betkufas Tamas, Velese Mitra. Shal Chale, La Rabba, so the mom of the king sent the Rabba. Kaving daita chubay rachmi delay se mitra. Please daven it should rain. Boy rachmi velo asa mitra. Didn't rain. I'm a lefanov. So Rava says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam. Elokim, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Elokim, bozneinu shamanu avasein desipru lanu, po pa'alta bimein bimei kedem, v'anu beinein lo reinu. So fine, asa mitra. It started raining. Ad shach l'marz v'edit spoil diglas. So much water that it was pouring into the Tigris. Asa avua. Ischazli b'chama, Rava's father came to him in a dream. Amalei miyka demitchach kamishmai kulei hai. How could you bother HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much? Amalei shani duchtach. While his father was with him in a dream, he said, by the way, I want you to switch your bed tonight. Shani Duchte, he slept in a different bed. L'machar, Ashke Demirsham Purya B'Sakine. He found that his bed was filled with knife marks because the demons, the Shadim, were given permission to attack Rava for bothering Hashem too much to cause the rain to pour. So he saved his life. Rav Papa goes to Tadisa V'la Asamitra. Cholash Libe. He got all sick because of the fast. Saraf Pinka D'Daisa. He swallowed some oatmeal, like the breakfast of champions. Kamenetsky's daily breakfast for the last 12 months. Ubay Rachme. And he davened. V'la Asamitra. It didn't rain. Amalei Rav Nachman Baruch Bistei. So Rav Nachman said to him, if you'd eat another bowl, maybe it would rain. Now, it's not clear whether he was making fun of him for eating. If he got embarrassed, and he was in pain from the embarrassment, then it rained. So maybe he's telling him, no, he was sick, you should eat another bowl of food, that you should be able to, you should have the strength to die. I'll say, no, because you ate, that's why you weren't answered. That's a simple pshat. Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, he was a big Baal Mephis, started to rain. I'm in the fun of Rebbe Shalom. Kol olam kulu benachas v'chanina b'tzar. It's not good that it's raining. I'm trying to walk here. Pasak mitra, so it stopped raining. Kimata l'beisim when they got home. I'm in the fun of Rebbe Shalom. Kol olam kulu b'tzar v'chanina benachas. Everybody else is in pain that it's not raining. It's time to rain again. Asa mitra, so it started raining. Amar of Yosef. My hanalei tzusa the kohen gadol l'gabeich Rebbe Chanina ben Daisa. The prayers of the Kohen Gadol were not as great as the prayers of Rebbe Chanina ben Daisa. This now we learned in the Mishnah in Yuma, that when he was leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kohen Gadol used to daven a tefillah. My Masay, what did he daven? Ravin Barada, Damri Tarvayu, Mishmei de Rav Yehuda, Yiratzom Fanach Shalakin Shetei Hashana Zu Gzuma Ushchuna. It should be raining and hot. Shchuna mal yasei, it's good that it should be hot. Adarav Gracie, it's bad. Ella, im shchuna, if it's going to be raining, tehei gishumo u telula. It should be, if it's hot, it should rain. Don't listen to the prayers of the people walking along the way that it should stop raining. The ruler should never stop from Yehuda. So you see, they used to daven not to listen to the tefillos of the Orei Drachim. And yet, Rabbi Chanina, he listened to his tefillos. Amarud Amarav. Okay. Maybe we will... Yeah, okay. We will stop here. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.